present, please join me for our pledges and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Lord, we come to you this morning so thankful for the blessings you've given us, God. You have provided us a great weekend. What a wonderful time it was for the Clay County Pioneer Union. Thank you for the rain. We just thank you for the blessings that you give us, God. We pray for our country today. We lift up our leadership. We pray that they'll seek your guidance, God. And today we look to your guidance as well for Clay County. We just pray that we'd be good stewards of what you provided to us. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. All right, so I'm going to move things around a little bit. I'm going to move five up to next so that Jim can get back. We're going to have to go into closed session here in just a moment. So hopefully that won't take too long, but I know Jim needs to get around. So item number five, court consider possibly approve payment of bills relating to Clay County Memorial Hospital. I need a motion.
I'll make it.
Motion made by Jack, second by Retta. And Jim, what do you have to share with us today?
September 26th, we've got our Senior Life Solutions Department is having a topic in a coffee cup at Lily's coffee shop at 9 a.m. And then, of course, October 7th, our foundation is having their annual gala from 6 to 9. And you can get your tickets at Legend Bank, Edward Jones, Brad Yurko, Prosperity Bank, or at the hospital. They're $50 a ticket, and if you'd like to be a sponsor, give us a call at 940-235-1201. And also, just continue to remind everybody that September is Suicide Prevention Month. You can see a lot of us wear these little pins for that. And also, just kind of remind everyone of two of our outstanding services. One is our home health department. So we do provide care at home, and also that includes physical therapy, and of course our rehabilitation and swing bed services. So if you're in the hospital and spent 3 days and you still need some recovery time, but you're no longer acute, give us a call, and we can get you authorized for some swing bed services. So they are very good services, and do a lot of help for a lot of people.
All right, very good. Any questions, any discussion about item five? Shall we by general consent approve? Seeing no objections, approve five of them. All right, thank you, Jim, appreciate it. We're going to move to item number two right now, and we're going to go into executive sessions authorized by Texas Government Code Section 551.071. We are going to consult with the attorney. So hopefully this won't take terribly long, but our time right now is 9:34.